This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Department of Energy is taking new steps to prevent terrorists from breaking into a U.S. nuclear weapons facility and making a nuclear bomb on site. The concern is that a team of terrorists could grab some plutonium or uranium and not steal it, but rig a crude nuclear device and detonate it right there. Several sources tell NPR that this month, DOE issued a new directive to improve defenses against such a threat. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The new directive requires that the defenses at nuclear weapons facilities be so good that they can stop a team of trained attackers before they can get their hands on nuclear material. Previously, the requirement at some facilities was weaker. It used to say it's okay if terrorists can blow down a wall and get to the nuclear material as long as the attackers are killed or neutralized quickly. Ivan Ulrich thinks the change is a good idea. He's a physicist and the director of the Strategic Security Project at the Federation of American Scientists. He says terrorists might not be able to manage a big nuclear explosion on site, but they could easily make a mess.
There have been suggestions that I can sneak in to the nuclear storage facility, I can find my nuclear materials, have a piece of steel pipe and some explosives, and put nuclear materials at either end of a pipe and then blow them together. But you're talking about something that is not going to create a large nuclear yield. The larger effect would be that it would vaporize the nuclear material and contaminate the area. That is the bigger danger.
Other experts say that depending on the material and the expertise of the attackers, the explosion could be considerably larger. General Eugene Habiger oversaw security at the weapons facilities at the end of the Clinton administration. He says an improvised bomb could be a 20th as powerful as the one dropped on Hiroshima during World War II. But Habiger isn't sure how he feels about the new directive. He says it could cost a lot, and he says the DOE is already required to defend against terrorists that are larger than life.
The design of the threat is an 8-foot-tall superhuman, in my view. The terrorist group has perfect intelligence of the alarm systems, of the intrusion systems, and they know exactly where to put their explosive devices on a wall, an external wall, to get into the facility. Setting the bar very high for our security forces, realizing that if we train to counter an 8-foot-tall threat, that we could handle the 5'11 in real life threat that hopefully we'd never have to encounter.
Habiger says the best long-term solution to the problem of terrorists is to consolidate the nation's nuclear material at a very few well-protected sites. That seems unlikely in the near future. Linton Brooks, who oversees the nuclear facilities for the Department of Energy, testified before a congressional subcommittee yesterday. He addressed the question of whether material should be moved from places like the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California or the Y-12 facility in Tennessee.
It would impact at least a decade, cost probably billions of dollars, and during that time, Y-12 security would have to meet the same standard we're trying to achieve by the end of fiscal year 2006. So whatever the long-term merits, I do not believe moving Y-12 or any other site is a solution to our near-term problems.
Brooks refused to talk about the possibility of terrorists making an improvised nuclear bomb inside a facility. When pressed after the hearing, he said, apparently for security reasons, quote, "There is a long history of officials not talking about improvised nuclear devices in public, and it is a tradition I am about to contribute to." Then he walked out. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.